News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
The Irish Times has done polling in respect of the Dublin Central by-election, and it gives a bit of a sense of the order of the runners and riders. Pat Leahy is with us, political editor with the Irish Times, and he can take us through the results. Give us sort of top line sense of what the polling has showed, please, Pat.
Morning, Anton. It shows Sinn Féin leading the field, their candidate Janice Boylan, 21%, followed fairly closely by the Social Democrats, Daniel Ennis on 18%, Jerry Hutch, the Independents, on 14%, and Ray McAdam, the Fine Gael candidate, on 13%. Then there's a bunch of candidates in single figures. Janet Horner from the Greens, she's doing quite well on 8%. Malachy Steenson, the Independent, on 7%. Ruth O'Dea from the Labour Party on 6%. John Stevens from Fianna Fáil down on 4%. And Eoin O'Canavan from People Before Profit Solidarity on 3%. And then there's a bunch of other Independents on the AIM2 candidates, and they're all on 1% or less.
Well, in a couple of seconds, we're going to be talking UK politics. And if this was UK politics, that is sort of that early assessment would be the totality of it. But of course, with us, transfers matter. So what do the transfers reveal?
Transfers always matter, Anton, and they matter especially in a by-election because there's only one seat. So to get to a quota, the winning candidate's going to need 50% plus one of the votes. Nobody's next to near that on the first count, obviously, so they're going to depend on what votes they can get, second, third, fourth preferences from other candidates. And we've pulled that as well. Now, what it indicates is that while Sinn Féin are in the lead, that the Social Democrats are in a good position to overtake them in the later counts. Daniel Ennis, the Social Democrats candidate, is a bit of a transfer magnet, whereas Janice Boylan of Sinn Féin finds it harder to get those transfers from candidates that will be eliminated, like Ray McAdam and Fine Gael, Janet Horner, the Greens, Ruth O'Dea, the Labour, John Stevens, Fianna Fáil. Those are tending to go, the poll suggests, more towards the Social Democrats than Sinn Féin. So look, there's a couple of caveats you have to enter at this stage. There's a margin of error. It's a week before polling. Turnout matters as well. But if these figures were repeated this day next week, then Social Democrats should take the seat.
You then asked about the issues that affect people, one of them being crime, and about a third of people who were asked in the constituency said that crime affects them personally and is a significant issue. Despite this, multiply convicted criminal Jerry Hutch is doing well.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. He got 9% in the local, or in the last general election, came very close to taking a seat. He's on 14% here. I mean, I would say two things about that. If he got 14% in the next general election and says he's going to run in the next general election, then he probably would take a dull seat. But on 14% in a by-election, he's not really going to be at the races unless he pushes that first preference vote up a lot, because he has a transfer problem as well. That's the reason he didn't win a seat in the current Dáil at the last general election, because he couldn't get transfers. He will get transfers from the Independent Malachy Steenson, as he did in the last general election. The poll bears that out again today. But after that, he has a difficulty getting transfers, and transfers count for everything in this election.
Pat, thank you very much for that analysis. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.